On a scale of 1 to 10, what do you put first? I remember watching funny men Abbott and Costello try to clear up that question. Who's on first? It seems there was this baseball team with a guy named Who playing first base. Costello would ask, who's on first? And Abbott would answer, that's right, who's on first? I don't think they ever did get it cleared up. It was great fun. But when that question goes unanswered in our lives, it's not funny. Serious consequences can result if we have no answer or if we have the wrong answer. Not long ago, I heard the results of a poll taken among men in North America. What's first in your life? What do you need most? What brings you the most pleasure? What do you rank as top priority? If you didn't see the poll discussed by the media, you'd never believe the answer. The media limited itself to the top four. They were, in order of priority, my dog, my car, my money, my wife. Can you believe that? There are hundreds of laymen in this world who rank a dog, a car, or money before their wife. That is sick. But there is something that is even sicker than that. God didn't even make the list. And I believe that one of the causes of the confusion, the chaos, the corruption, and the calamities that go on around us is the fact that the words of Jesus go unheard and unheeded. He said, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. But let's be clear about this. God has no quarrel with you if you have a dog, or a car, or some money, or a wife. A dog can guard your property or play with the kids. A car can get you to work or to your grandmother's house. Money can buy food and new shoes and keep a roof over your head. And a wife can be the greatest earthly blessing of your life. But God is the only one who can help you keep them in perspective. When we view our lives in the light of the Word of God and live accordingly, there comes that tranquility and peace and confidence and purpose for which we all long and desire. Why is that true? It is true because God created us with an inborn longing for Himself, and nothing can take that place. One day I was talking to an executive with Liberty Mutual Life Insurance about this. He put it in a way I had never heard before. He said he often felt the need for God. In fact, he said, oftentimes his soul dreams of a lovely garden where in the dim, lost past, his soul was secure and satisfied, basking in the warm presence of the Creator God. But as you and I know, it was back in that lovely garden when man decided to launch out on his own and leave God behind. In spite of the fact that God had provided everything he needed, a home, food, and most of all, fellowship with Himself, man listened to a strange and subtle voice and turned his back on God. And where has it all led? It has led to an unbelievable state of affairs, a state of affairs where a dog is more important than God. Christian layman, who's first in your life? Isn't it easy to slip into the world's way of thinking and put money or possessions, our own comfort, or any one of a hundred things ahead of the Lord? Layman, love Him, live for Him, and let your light shine for His glory.